beat inflation, producer price index jumps by most in more than a year on rising gas prices. By John Carney on September 14, 2023. Prices paid to U.S. businesses for goods and services jumped by the most in more than a year amid soaring energy and transportation costs. The producer price index for final demand rose by 0.7% compared with a month earlier, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said Thursday. That is the biggest increase since a 0.9% rise in June of last year. The cost of gasoline surged 20% and the broader energy index rose 10.5%, accounting for most of the August jump in prices. Compared with a year ago, the index for final demand rose 1.6% for the 12 months through August. Prices for goods rose 2% in August, accounting for 80% of the increase in the overall producer price index. This was the largest jump in goods prices since June of 2022. Over 60% of the August rise in the index for final demand goods was caused by the jump in gasoline prices, according to the BLS. Inflation on the services side of the economy decelerated. The index for final demand services rose 0.2% after increasing 0.5% in July, possibly evidence that rising gas prices are sapping some of the demand for services. The index for transportation and warehousing services jumped 1.4%. The index for final demand services excluding trade, transportation, and warehousing increased by 0.3%. The Labor Department's producer price index is based on what U.S. businesses are paid for goods and services. It differs from the consumer price index, which tracks what U.S. households pay for goods and services purchased for consumption because it includes sales to businesses, governments, nonprofits, and exports. It includes purchases of healthcare services, for example, that are made by employers and institutions. Sales taxes, which are included in CPI, are excluded from PPI because they are ultimately paid to governments rather than producers. Core PPI, which excludes food and energy prices, rose 0.2%, in line with expectations. For the year, core PPI is up 2.2%. So-called core PPI, which also excludes trade services, a measure of margins for wholesalers and retailers, rose 0.3% compared with a month earlier and was up 3% over 12 months. For the year, core prices rose 3%, up from the revised 2.9% reading for the prior month. There were upward revisions to the indexes for July, indicating that inflation was running even hotter than previously understood. The headline producer price index rose 0.4% in July, upwardly revised from a 0.3% rise. Core PPI for July was also revised from a 0.3% increase to a 0.4% increase. Core PPI for July was revised up from a 0.2% rise to a 0.3% rise. The year-over-year core figure was revised up from a 2.9% increase to 3%.